听力课堂，听课多空。
I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Doug Johnson with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about comedian Soupy Sales, who made people laugh for more than 40 years.
Soupy Sales was an actor and a radio and television performer. He was perhaps best known for getting hit in the face with pies.
I've always been a devotee of slapstick, and it sort of emphasizes sometimes, you know, jokes. Aww. And, you know, I think everybody really deep inside, you know, would sometime or other like to throw a pie or get hit with a pie.
During the course of his career, he said he was hit with a pie 20,000 times. He was equally well known for throwing pies at other famous people. Among those were the entertainers Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Trini Lopez. All three men were hit with pies during a 1960 broadcast of The Soupy Sales Show. Soupy Sales was born Milton Supman in 1926 in Franklinton, North Carolina. He was the youngest of three sons born to Irving and Sadie Supman. His older brothers were nicknamed Hambone and Chicken Bone. Milton became known as Soup Bone, based on a common mispronunciation of his last name. The nickname Soup Bone was later changed to Soupy. Sales was added years later based on a 1920s comedian named Charles Chick Sale.
Milton's father died when he was 5 years old. His mother moved the family to Huntington, West Virginia. The young man was voted the most popular boy in high school. Milton served in the United States Navy during World War II. He entertained his shipmates with comedy routines broadcast over the ship's sound system. When he returned to West Virginia, he earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in journalism from Marshall College in 1949. While attending school, he spent his evenings performing in nighttime social clubs as a comedian, dancer, and singer. Soupy Sales began his career as a scriptwriter and disc jockey who played records on the radio. He became one of the most popular radio personalities in Huntington, West Virginia. He began his television career in 1950 with the show Soupy's Soda Shop. It was one of the nation's first dance shows for teenagers on television.
Soupy's Soda Shop was later followed by a variety show called Club Nothing. The show featured comedy appearances by famous entertainers and music. Both shows lasted less than a year. Soupy Sales was said to have left the shows for health reasons. In his words, "They got sick of me." Several months later, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and began another television show called Soups On. Soupy Sales received his first pie in the face on that show. That show was also canceled, but the pie throwing later became a regular part of Soupy Sales comedy act. In 1953, he started another television show in Detroit, Michigan. Lunch with Soupy became an instant success. It was the first comedy show that appealed to all ages, attracting children, young people, and adults alike. Soupy Sales would dance crazily around the stage, wearing a black sweater, a big, funny-looking bow tie, and a black top hat. He would tell an endless string of jokes, make up funny stories, and ask stupid questions.
An unusual group of characters joined him on the show, including two dog puppets. Viewers could only see the dog's large paws. Black Tooth was known as the nicest dog in the United States. Black Tooth was famous for pulling Soupy Sales off the stage to give him loud, noisy kisses. His co-star, White Fang, was considered the meanest dog ever. White Fang was known for throwing pies. Pookie the Lion was another show favorite, as was Hippy the Hippo. Other characters on the show included Soupy's girlfriend, Peaches, played by Soupy Sales himself. And Philo Fetch was a private detective who was not too smart. The show later became known as the Soupy Sales Show, and it was a huge success. The show moved to Los Angeles, California in 1959. It became one of the city's top-rated shows before moving to New York City in 1964.
One of the most famous broadcasts of the Soupy Sales Show aired on New Year's Day, 1965. Soupy jokingly asked children watching the show to find where their parents kept their money. He asked them to send him the green pieces of paper with pictures of men with beards. The comedian later talked about the incident during a comedy performance at a comedy club in New York.
"Hey, kids," I said, "last night was New Year's Eve, and your mom and dad were out having a good time. And it's only right because they work hard all year long. They're probably still in the bedroom sleeping. I said, what I want you to do is tiptoe in the bedroom, but don't wake them up. And you'll probably see your mom's pocketbook on the floor and your dad's pants, but don't wake them up. I said, I want you to go in your mom's pocketbook and your dad's pants, and you'll see a lot of green pieces of paper with pictures of guys with beards. I said, why don't you, what I want you to do is take those green pieces of paper and you put them in an envelope, and on the envelope you write, Soupy Sales."
A woman who had seen the show complained to federal communications officials. She said that Soupy Sales was urging children to steal money from their parents. The television station owners suspended him for a week. But the incident made him even more popular with his fans. He later reported that he had received only a few real dollar bills. He said he donated the money to charity.
Soupy Sales was also a huge fan of jazz. During his time in Detroit, he hosted a nighttime music and comedy show called Soupy's On. Some of the most famous jazz musicians in the world appeared on his show. Among them were Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, Chet Baker, Ella Fitzgerald, and Detroit native Miles Davis. Charlie Parker also appeared on the show. His song Yardbird Suite became the theme song for Soupy's On.
During his career, Soupy Sales also made regular appearances on The Tonight Show, and he appeared on popular television game shows. They included What's My Line, To Tell the Truth, Hollywood Squares, and The Match Game. He also appeared on Broadway, starred in several movies, and even tried his luck at music. He released two albums in 1965. One was called Spy with a Pie. The other was Soupy Sales Says Do the Mouse and Other Teen Hits. Both albums were on the top 200 albums chart in Billboard magazine. His single, Do the Mouse, sold hundreds of thousands of copies. Soupy Sales created a new dance called The Mouse, which he often performed on his show.
In the late 1980s, Soupy Sales had a radio show in New York. His new show aired between two other radio personalities known for their sometimes shocking behavior, Don Imus and Howard Stern. In 2003, Soupy Sales told his life story in a book called Soupy Says, My Zany Life and Times. It became a best-selling autobiography. And in 2005, he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The comedian, actor, radio, and television performer died in 2009. Soupy Sales was 83 years old. We leave you with his song, Do the Mouse.
Hey, do the mouse, yeah. Hey, you can do it in your house, yeah. On the rug or on the wall.
This program was written and produced by June Sims. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Doug Johnson. You can learn about other famous Americans on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.
Hey, do the mouse, yeah.